Welcome to the As the Leader Grows podcast. I am your host, Ken Jocelyn, former pastor turned coach and host of Create, the number one faith-based entrepreneur conference in America. And my mission is to help faith-based entrepreneurs become the best version of themselves by growing in what I call our core five: faith, health, relationships, business, and finances. We do that in a couple ways: in our weekly GSD collective meetings, our quarterly mastermind that meets around the country, and our annual Create Conference that I host in Atlanta every January. Remember, the world deserves the best version of you. Good morning and welcome to another episode of As the Leader Grows. I am your host, Ken Jocelyn. I cannot wait to talk to you today. I just got back. Obviously, I've been gone out of town for about 10 or 11 days, but I just finished with a really cool conference called Risk On with my good friend Todd Ault. Then after that, flew back here to Birmingham, drove to Atlanta, spent 3 days with my good friend Nate May for Thanksgiving with him and his family, and then just got home after about 10 or 11 days on the road to Birmingham this weekend. And so recording this podcast early on Monday morning, dropping this podcast on Monday morning. But I want to talk about something that was a big topic of conversation this week at the conference that I was at in Vegas with my good friend Todd Ault, Brad Lee, Tucker Carlson, some amazing human beings that I got to spend time with this weekend. And the question that I kept getting from people in the crowd, and I get this a lot, but this is the question that I got. How do you show up for so many people? How do you show up for so many people? And I've shared this story in the past. Grant Cardone I was actually in a mentorship call with Grant, about 1,400 people in this mentorship call. And Grant asked us this question. He said, "This week, I want you to find five people." This was our homework for the week. "I want you to find five people, and I want you to ask these five people to describe you in one sentence or less." And so I shot Grant and Jared a text, and I said, "Hey, guys, I got a question." And so they put me, there's 1,400 people on the Zoom call. You just can't unmute yourself. So they unmute me. They bring me up on the main screen with Grant. And Grant was actually sitting next to Elena. She was on the call with us that day and that night. And I said, "Hey, G, this guy named Grant Cardone's giving me homework. We're supposed to ask someone to describe us in one sentence. And since you and Elena are there, I'd love for you to be the first two people." And so Grant's kind of processing. He's laughing because he knows that I just kind of got him, right? And he looks, this again, well over 1,000, like 1,400 people on this call. He looks at me on this Zoom call and he says, "Ken, you always show up. Every time I get on my Instagram, there's Ken Jocelyn. Every time I do an event, there's Ken Jocelyn. Every time I look up, Ken Jocelyn has his own event. Like every time I look up, you're there." He said, "Ken, you always show up." So this week, people kept asking me the question, "Ken, how do you show up for so many people?" And I'm going to give you a couple things. And I promise if you write these down, these will make a difference in your life. Number one is because I first show up for me. I first show up for me. And as a person of faith, even if you've heard me share, if you listen to this podcast, you've heard me share the three characteristics of a servant leader that my oldest daughter is 27. So I've been sharing this with my daughters for 22 years. Three characteristics of a servant leader. Servant leaders put other people's needs before their own. They do things right the first time, and they do things without being asked. But that first one is they put other people's needs before their own. So as a person of faith, we hear a lot that we're supposed to sacrifice ourselves for other people. And there's truth in that. But if we don't do what I just shared with you and we don't show up for ourselves first, then we're unable to give to people exactly what God wants us to give. And I'll take you right back into Mark 1:35. I want to read this scripture, and I love this. It says, in the early morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went away to a secluded place to pray. So even Jesus understood this principle. How do you show up for so many people? How do you show up, or for me specifically, how do I show up? Because I first show up for me. Because if I'm not showing up for myself, it's impossible for me to show up for other people. Here's another thing too. Like I'm looking here on my other screen at my calendar for today. And those of you guys that, again, have listened, you understand I have four colors on my calendar inside of Google. I've got blue, green, yellow, red. Blue is my personal time. It is my personal development. Anything that I'm doing to work on Ken Jocelyn. So that starts my morning routine. My alarm goes off at 4 a.m. just like it did this morning. I actually woke up this morning. I was ready to roll and I'm like, yes, man, I'm fired up. I can't wait to get going. I looked at it was 1:36 in the morning. I was like, help me, baby Jesus. So I literally got up, went to use the bathroom, came back down and I'm like, okay, we've got 2.5 hours left to sleep. So alarm went off at 4 a.m., grabbed my phone, straight to my iTunes, grabbed a worship song that I want to listen to this morning, screenshotted it, went over to Instagram, shared it, got up, went downstairs to get my pre-workout that was already mixed in the refrigerator, came back upstairs, put on my YouVersion Bible app for my quiet time that I'm listening to. So jumped on that and then went straight in the bathroom, brushed my teeth, started to get dressed, came in here into my podcast studio, Goals, Gratitude, Affirmations, Top 3. So that is the very first thing that I do. So you have to show up number one for yourself. But let me say this, you can't show up for others until you consistently show up for yourself. You can't do these things from time to time and hope you're going to have the influence and the impact that God desires for you to have, because you're not going to. If you don't show up consistently for yourself, and again, guys, it goes right back into my concept that I created 3.5-4 years ago before my weight loss journey, before I built a 7-figure business in less than 3 years. And that's incremental, not monumental. Small, daily, disciplined decisions over time, always, 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 guys, equals monumental results. So I'm looking at my calendar today, 4 a.m. And here's what my calendar reads. Morning routine, mirror work, gratitude, affirmations, top 3. So what did I do this morning? Mirror work, goals, gratitude, affirmations, top 3. Every single day. I rarely. I think this weekend I took 3 days off because it was Thanksgiving. I just wanted some time to just kind of chill and do my thing. So this weekend I took a couple days off, but every single day, it is a consistent daily habit that I have in my life. So how do I show up for so many people? Because I first show up for me. Understanding that I can't show up with the level of influence, with the level of impact that God wants me to show up for, and the level of impact and influence that I want to show up for other people until I consistently show up for myself. Now, this morning we had our GSD community coaching call. We do that every Monday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern, every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. As a matter of fact, you can go over to our Facebook page. The link is in my bio on Instagram. You can hop on. You can join. It's a free platform for you. I drop a ton of content on there. A lot of amazing conversations, a lot of lives that we do just to add value and do things. But the one thing that we talked about this morning, and I picked out two guys in our group. I picked out my good friend Kevin and my good friend Greg. So they've been in our group. Kevin's been in for about 2 or 3 months. Greg's been in a little over a year. As a matter of fact, at the end of August, he re-upped for his second year inside of our community. Why? Because of the change that's taken place in their life. Now, let me say this. For Kevin started about a month before inside of our community, before we started our 21-day Extraordinary Habits Challenge. I think we did that the 1st of September. 21-day Extraordinary Habits Challenge. I think this morning they said they were on day 82. Literally, Kevin's not missed a day for 82 days. Greg's missed 1 or 2 days in 82 days. Now, that Extraordinary Habits Challenge is exactly what I talked about. Goals, gratitude, affirmations, top 3 every single morning. Second half of the day, wins, 1% better, goals, and then the scoreboard that's in the bottom of my planner. Every single day. And I asked Kevin this morning on our coaching call, I said, Kevin, tell me the difference in 82 days. You've shown up for yourself consistently for 82 days. Tell me the difference. And man, his face lit up. He said, I've lost 20 pounds. He goes, I used to get up between 6 and 6:30, and that was early for me. He goes, over Thanksgiving break, I slept until 6 and 6:30 at the latest. I was still up almost every day at 4 a.m. He goes, I haven't missed a workout. He was talking about how in his community, he's got an Apple Watch. And he said, on the Apple Watch, it's I'm connected with all of these people that I coach and all these people in the community that he runs. And he said, every single day for 82 days in a row, I haven't missed a workout. And people are looking, and now people are taking notice and going, dude, man, you are so consistent. So other people around are noticing what's going on in his life. Greg shared the same thing. He's a heavy equipment sales guy, rental and sales guy out of Pennsylvania. Greg, in I think it was in June or July, was the first sales guy in the history of that company to crack $100,000 in sales for the month. In August, right after we had our Create conference in Atlanta with myself and Brenda Bouchard and Gary Brecka and Vic Keller and Randy Gorn and all my friends, in August, he hit almost 150 grand in sales in 1 month. He was talking this morning about how every single day I'm up at four, I'm at the gym in 30 to 45 minutes, and I'm always good and in my workout by 5 a.m. at my local Planet Fitness. And he said, people around me take notice. So how do I show up for so many people? And again, number one, you first show up for yourself. If you can't first show up for yourself, it's not going to work. You're not going to have the impact or the influence that you desire. And again, you can't show up for others until you consistently show up for yourself. Now here's something I want to share with you as well. A lot of people don't understand. Listen, you have influence that you don't even know of. Like, I am so consistent and lean into my concept of incremental, not monumental, small daily disciplined decisions over time, always equal monumental results. I leaned into that concept so strong, and I've done it for so long now that even at the conference that I spoke at this weekend with several hundred people, people walk up to me. I have no idea who they are. Ken, I've been following you on Instagram. Can I get a picture? Can I share with you the difference and the impact and the influence that you've had in my life over the past year, over the past 6 months, over the past 2 years, over the past 3 years? I listen to your podcast. I watch your show, all the things. And I'm like, I don't even know these people. So let me say this to you real quick. If you're listening to this podcast this morning, you are going to have the opportunity to have influence over people that you don't even know. Like, you're going to have the opportunity to have influence and impact in people's lives that you have never met. Think about that. Like, people you don't even know are watching your stuff. Like, if you're posting videos like I do, or if you're giving away free content, if you're doing all of those things come out of the overflow of what? You showing up consistently for yourself. You have to show up for yourself first. And when you show up for yourself first, it is amazing how God takes that and literally causes that impact and that influence to double, triple, quadruple in other people's lives. One of the guys on the call this morning said this. He goes, because I ask everybody, what are some of the things that you do consistently in your morning routine that make you a better person? I told you I was looking at my calendar block. From 4 a.m. to 6:45 a.m., I have blocked off morning routine. Goals, gratitude, affirmations, top three, mirror work every single morning. Like, literally this morning, before I went to the 5 a.m. class, I'm in here working in my planner, doing my goals, doing my gratitude, doing my affirmations, doing my top three, doing all the things every single day. Again, incremental, not monumental, small daily disciplined decisions over time, always equal monumental results. Success cannot escape you. I've said this a couple of times. Success will chase you down. Success will run you down if you will only be consistent. My good friend John Maxwell says, show me your daily routine, show me your morning routine, and I will tell you how successful you're going to be. Listen, I know it's not sexy. I know it's not the thing people want to talk about, But I promise you, if you will do these things, you will have greater impact than you ever even imagined that you can have with your life. So how do I show up for people? Because I first show up for me. It is automatic for me. And you can't show up for others until you consistently show up for yourself. So here's the other question I get. Ken, what do you do when you keep pouring into somebody and you don't see change? Let me say this, and you may want to write this down if you're taking notes. You can never fill the deficit for someone else. You can never fill the deficit for someone else. Listen, your role isn't to fill a deficit. Now, you're going to have relationships, and again, there are exceptions to the rule from time to time. There are going to be relationships that you might be close with where for a season, you have to give extra added encouragement. And again, the word encouragement literally means to add courage to. You're borrowing my courage. And I've been saying this for years. You don't have enough belief in yourself? Borrow some of mine. You don't have enough courage? Borrow some of mine, because I've got enough for both of us right now. Why do I have enough for both of us? Because I consistently show up for myself. I consistently am in worship time in the morning. I'm consistently showing up in my quiet time. As soon as I finish my YouVersion Bible, whatever I'm in, I think right now I'm in Matthew 26 or Matthew 27. As soon as I'm done, I send a text message to my guys on my text thread. And that usually starts, there's five of us, Brian, Gary, Randy, Vic, and Brent Guff. There's five of us on that text thread. When I send that out, that usually starts our text thread for the day. Then the guys start chiming in. And now, since we got back from Sundance, I've got another one that I send to Mike, to Sebastian, and to Matt. Same thing. As soon as I'm done with my quiet time, I send it. You know, it's a little screen thing that says, hey, Ken just completed, blah, 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 blah. I send that to them as well to encourage, to say, hey, I've done the work. Where are you at? Holding them accountable and encouraging them to do the thing that they said that they wanted to do. But you can never fill the deficit for someone else, not your job. My good friend, Sean Lovejoy, he's been my pastor, coach, and friend since 2008. It's 15 years. That's a long time. Sean, dude, I love you, man, for 15 years. And I heard Sean say this a long time ago. He goes, I only steer cars. I don't push them. I can help direct someone who's moving forward, but I'm not going to push you. Do you know how exhausting it is when your car, I don't know how many of you guys remember straight shift, 4-speed, 5-speed back in the day, starter went bad. What would you do? You'd push that, you'd jump that thing off. Two or three people get behind and you're pushing that car, trying to get enough speed so they could pop the clutch and get the engine to start. Some of you guys that are young, you're like, I have no idea what you're talking about, Ken. What do you mean? Push the car, pop the clutch. I have no idea. Those of you guys that graduated in the 80s or even in the 90s, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But I learned from Sean. Listen, I don't push cars. I only steer them. So I'm going to spend time and pour my energy into and add value to people that all I have to do is help steer and maneuver where they're going in life. Now, every now and then, you're going to have a relationship that you have to jumpstart. You have to take some time to go, okay, this person's hit a bad situation in their life. They've had a moment that's tough. And it happens. It happens in my life. Happens in everyone's life. Then, you know what? I'll show up for you a time or two to be able to help jumpstart you to get you going. But from that point forward, I understand I cannot fill the deficit that you have in your life. I can encourage, I can speak life, I can add value, I can do all of those things. So the key and the secret to you showing up for more people is found in the consistency and in the way that you show up for yourself. Guys, listen, I appreciate you a ton. Thanks for showing up for another episode of Coaching with Ken on the As the Leader Grows podcast. Couple things. If this has added value to you, I'm going to ask you to do a couple things. Number one, I'm going to ask you to screenshot this. If you're listening to this on your iPhone or Android screen, if you're listening on Android, man, I'm going to pray for you. But anyway, I digress. Screenshot this, share this on your Instagram. I'll reshare it, give you a little love with my followers. Second thing is, if you would go over and leave a 5-star review, that would be absolutely amazing. Now, free value add for you, for just for our listeners. the top of my Instagram bio, there's a link to a brand new Facebook group we just started. The old one that we had was private. There's about 220 people in that one. This is the one that we're literally pouring all of our value into now. Brand new Facebook page. Would love for you to join us. It's a GSD community Facebook page. Go over to the link in my bio on Instagram or on Facebook. Click that, join it for free. I do lives on there. We're constantly dropping value on that page to be able to help you become the best version of yourself. Guys, go crush it, and I'll see you next time on the next episode of As a Leader Grows. Thank you for joining us for another episode of As the Leader Grows. Listen, the best way that you can thank me is by sharing this episode on your social media, on Facebook and Instagram. Tag me when you share. Also, thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart for being a part of this amazing community. If you want to learn more about GSD, you can do that on our free Facebook group. The link is in the show notes. I'll see you on the next episode.